Both NUMSA and SAKA have given the Public Enterprises Department 7 days to finalize funding for the restructuring of SAA or face protracted protests. The union is accusing the Public Enterprises Department of delaying in saving and restructuring the airline to avoid liquidation. And joining us now is SAKA's president, Christopher Shabangal. Christopher, thanks so much for your time this evening. So you, along with NUMSA, have given the Department of Public Enterprises a week to find the money for SAA's restructuring plan. Government said that the money issued will be resolved in coming weeks, and that commitment has been settled. Are you just not buying it? Why has the ultimatum been given?
The commitment to paying the 10.5 billion actually came on Friday when we were having the protest, or during the protest. That's when we got to hear about the 10.5 billion that is being promised by the government. However, even so, we've been having so many promises over the years at South African Airways of certain things that are supposed to be done and not being done. The example of which is going to be the issue of the board members at SAA, or the executive management at SAA, which were given, if you remember, the DPE issued a statement where they had said that they were thinking of changing the managerial structure of SAA, which has not happened. And now they have now promised the 10.5 billion, which is welcomed. But at the end of the day, are you giving the same 10.5 billion to the same people that have brought the company to where it is right now again, which obviously is not progress?
Absolutely. Of course, this follows on government's and, the Department of Public Enterprises' decision back in December to embark on this whole, business rescue process. How do you hold government accountable here so that they meet the promises and stick to what was decided on?
Yeah, exactly, ma'am. So it is for that reason when we say at least they have 7 days, because you must also remember one thing that they have done. They have actually forced workers to take severance packages. Workers who didn't want to leave the airline. First of all, workers that didn't put the airline where it is right now. But those workers were forced to take severance packages, and they were promised to get their money once they take their severance packages. And now that they have done so, there is now no date that has been given to the workers to say you're going to be getting your money at this particular date. And secondly, even for those that are staying behind, as I speak to you right now, some airlines have started to staggeringly start flying, but South African Airways is not. Why not? Why is that happening? Is it because really we have incompetent management? Is it because really we have a board that is not able to do and plan what needs to be done? But the biggest concern right now that people should understand is that the airline is where it is because of the management and the board members that are there right now. And giving 10.5 billion to those people, you're basically throwing the 10.5 billion back to the people that have looted the airline. We might as well congratulate them now in advance, because obviously that money, we're going to come back to the people and ask for another 10 billion.
Absolutely. And you're going to find very little who would argue with that logic that you've outlined there, Christopher. Yes. All that being said, you've said before that this is a business that could be and should be viable. But with the travel industry under pressure globally, surely COVID-19 and the impact it's had on economies, and travel triggering failed airlines as well, changes the scenario slightly, making the turnaround here a lot more complex than it was in December. So do you maintain your stance that this still could be put on the path to recovery as was envisaged back then?
So how we see it, Alicia, is that everybody knows it is true. We're not oblivious to the fact that of what is happening with COVID-19 worldwide. But how we see it, now as an opportunity for South African Airways to come on the other side differently. You must remember that COVID-19, SAA was not brought down by COVID-19. It was going down already even before COVID-19. I mean, the airline was not flying already, or it was flying very few destinations before COVID-19. So we cannot blame COVID-19. On the demise of South African Airways. However, what we could do is that South African Airways could use the opportunity to come out on the other side differently. We've said it so many times. It is time now that South African Airways is supposed to be looking at strategies, Central African strategies, where they can, maximize their opportunities in the business. South African Airways right now, as I speak to you right now, the prices of leasing in the world I know aircraft are going at a song when it comes to leasing. You can lease any aircraft you want. This is an opportunity that they should be using to get the aircraft that they might need even for the future. And start negotiating those leases and stop paying the amount of money that you were paying before that led to the demise of the airline. And get good aircraft right now, good lease prices at this moment. But with having said that, you need a fit-for-purpose management to be able to do so. Yeah.
With that, and with your emphasis very much on a fit-for-purpose management here, Christopher, would you be open to SAA going down a different route? So perhaps being bought out by a private player, given the capital injection that is required here to ensure its viability?
We've already proposed that to the DPE and to management, because, as I said, as much as we understand that SAA, the shift fundamental principles that have to be kept in place, why would anyone refuse for a private investor to come and save jobs? Because we're talking about jobs here. That's the most important thing. And then the most important principle that we're talking about is that South African Airways, as a government entity, is supposed to be play a developmental role. If that principle is left even with the new investors, absolutely, why not? Why would anyone refuse that? Actually, if anything, we encourage it. We have gone out ourselves as union to try and see if we can find somebody that can assist in saving the airline itself. So as I can tell you that as unions, really, we've done the best that we could, and we haven't been difficult, and we have not blocked any investor for that matter. All that we have asked for is that the government to be transparent in what they're doing, transparent with whoever you want to shortlist to be an investor. Look at other new ways of doing things. For example, have a board that is very inclusive. Could be civil societies for that matter, because you have people that are going to be safeguarding the public funds, actually the taxpayers' money, instead of having friends that are within the board who are going nowhere but are there just to loot the airline. If you have all those civil organizations being part of the board, even the unions, some of the unions being part of the board, then at least you have a wider a board. Yeah. In terms of expertise.
Well, Christopher, we wait to see how this all unfolds by the end of this week. Let's leave it there for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, SAACA President Christopher Shabangu.